It's time for another WFIU Time Capsule, a look back at historical highlights and memorable milestones.
The year is 1950. The world population is 2.3 billion. Harry Truman is president, and the minimum wage is 75 cents. A first-class stamp costs 3 cents. Gasoline is about 20 cents a gallon. First-run films include All About Eve, The Asphalt Jungle, Cinderella, Father of the Bride, Harvey, and Born Yesterday. Charles Schulz creates his comic strip, Peanuts. New Broadway shows include Guys and Dolls and Peter Pan. Composer Leroy Anderson writes the holiday song, Sleigh Ride. Other songs from 1950 include How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, Mona Lisa, and I Love Paris. What's My Line debuts on the young CBS network. Other TV shows to choose from include You Bet Your Life, Dragnet, Truth or Consequences, and The Jack Benny Show. Here at home, Indiana University establishes the IU Press. Herman B. Wells is in his 8th year as IU president. The IU Department of Radio is created, and with FCC approval, WFIU is born, operating at first at a frequency of 90.9 megahertz. The very first broadcast takes place on September 30th. Almost immediately, however, Bloomington residents complain that the new radio signal is interfering with their TV reception. Moving WFIU to its current home at 103.7 proves to be the solution to this problem. This is Yael Cassander, and that's a look back at 1950.
And another time capsule goes back into the vault.